Cubberty on 2FM with Super Value Travel Insurance. Holidaying at home or abroad? Don't worry about a thing with Great Value Travel Insurance at supervalue.ie.
One of the people we spoke to on our travels yesterday afternoon and evening was Ruth. Good morning, Ruth.
Good morning.
And you work where?
The Oliver Plunkett Baron Court.
That's where I was brought, dragged before a bunch of Americans and invited, of course, to play the Baron.
The Baron.
Yeah, it's been a long time. My friend Malachy Baron there in Malachy Cairns and Roundstone presented me with one many years ago when I was in Clifton once, but I haven't had a chance to finesse the art. But those boys last night taught me some lessons, so I think I might be on the road now, Ruth.
You did, you tried, and you had Carl Nesbitt, so one of the country's best Baron players.
He did
say he learned some new beats he'd never heard before from you, so...
Tubra beats.
Yeah. Tubra, I like it.
It's a new thing that I just decided last night I've tried to introduce to Carl to try and broaden his repertoire.
Yeah, he said he'd get back to you, okay?
And who was the other lovely fellow that was?
That was Tony Dunn.
Tony, yeah, he was great.
Yeah, he's part of the Booley House crew, so they're
a good crowd in there.
Early sessions, yeah.
And what do you do? You do kind of tutorials for American, a lot of Americans there last night.
Yeah, we do get a lot of tourists in, but kind of we get locals alike in. It's kind of like a little session, and then just to get people an idea of Irish instruments and the history behind it,
yeah,
and just get a bit of feel for it as well. So, because we're big supporters of Irish music,
so I gather, and yeah. It's hands-on as well, which is a nice thing. Rather than just going, this is how it works, it's like, here's a baron, have a go at that, and
yeah, and
luck.
They kind of see how hard it is.
Yeah,
they make it look easy on the stage.
I know.
Yeah.
Some people hate the baron; they say it should only be played with a penknife, which is very cruel. But other people love it because it's got that distinctive Irish beat going on. So it's gorgeous. Cork is busy.
It's buzzing at the moment.
Yeah, there's loads going on.
We have live at the Marquee at the moment.
Oh yes, who's on tonight or tomorrow?
So tonight we have Beck.
Oh, Beck is
Beck
on
is
tonight.
Playing tonight. So yeah. And tomorrow we've Billy Idol. So I'm lucky.
Who's
I'm
going to Billy Idol?
Me.
Are you really?
Billy Idol. Yeah.
Rebel Yell.
So I can't
White
wait.
Wedding.
Oh, I'm a big 80s fan. I'm
are
an
you?
80s nerd. I love it. Yeah.
Yeah.
So
I was there
wait.
The first time round. Wasn't that good? No, I'm not joking.
Yeah.
No, Billy Idol, that's going to be gas to see what
yeah,
he looks like.
Yeah, I can't
like.
Wait. I've been to, I think every year nearly I've been to a gig in the Marquee.
I've never been. What's it like?
It's really unique. It's unlike no other festival in the country. I think it's so accessible.
Yeah.
And there's a real diverse crowd.
It's a great idea.
It's so accessible.
Isn't it?
People come after work, they can have dinner, just pop down, walk back into the city for a pint. So, and even with the way it's set up with the tent, it's nearly like a carnival light atmosphere. It's
great.
Brilliant.
And everything
there.
Going on. And what acts have you seen there in the past?
Elton John, which.
How was that?
That was the best gig I've ever been to in my whole life.
You like your cheese, Mrs.
I really do. There was women in their 90s beside us. There was young boys and 18 to the left of us. Everyone was dancing together.
Wow.
3 hours nonstop. It was amazing.
Okay, what other, are you going to any others other than Billy Idol?
I unfortunately, because of my job, I will be working nights. But tonight, the other lucky staff are going to see Beck.
Yeah, you'd love to be going to that.
But I'm going to take one for the team and work tonight.
That's because you're a loser, baby.
Wow. Oh, even Roy Tubridy is giving me a burn.
Is that not a Beck song? Okay, so I was trying my best there. What else are you? What other gigs are you missing that you'd love to?
Well, there's a huge actually Irish influence at the moment. There's a big heavy lineup. I can't stop.
Go on.
There's Codeline, Christine Moore,
the Coronas,
Frames, Coronas. Big Irish lineup, which is great to see. It just shows like how good Irish music has gotten.
Yeah. So. I think you probably secretly want to go and see Tom Jones in Castlebar this weekend.
I really do. I might like put a sickie.
I think you might. So what else? We've got to go. Listen, thank you so much for coming
to see
us today, because we were dying to know. Did you want to mention anything else before we go?
Just a few things. The city is really buzzing. If you have your Marquee ticket stub, you get a free pint in any bar.
Nice.
And with the Cork Event Centre happening in the Beamish Quarter, it's really going to boost this kind of thing. So get out in Cork over the weekend and the next week. It's running till the 14th of July. So get out there. The crack is there.
Go and seek and you will find. Thank you, Ruth.